Hello to our Song of the Day subscribers. I'm Isabel Kelly-Lee. I'm KEXP's podcast and licensing manager.
And I'm Janice Headley, part of the editorial team here at KEXP.
So over the past 2 weeks, we've been counting down some of our greatest hits from Song of the Day leading up to the launch of our new series. And today we are here to announce that new series and share a little more background about why we're making the change.
But first, we want to thank you for making Song of the Day part of your daily routine. For the past 20 years, KEXP has been delivering a song to you as chosen by one of our DJs. In fact, we were the first music podcast to deliver MP3s straight to your player.
And now we've featured close to 5,000 songs, had tens of millions of downloads, which is totally mind-blowing. But as the digital landscape has been evolving, it's time for this podcast to evolve as well. So we'd like to introduce In Our Headphones, a weekly podcast of music discovery, a listen at what's currently playing in our DJ's headphones.
One thing we've heard from our listeners is that while they love discovering new music through Song of the Day, they've always wondered why the DJ chose that particular track.
And with In Our Headphones, our DJs will still be sharing their latest music discoveries, but we'll learn how they picked them, and how they discover new music in general and curate their shows, and what makes a song stand out in a sea of new releases. We'll also hear from KEXP's music director team with one recommendation each week.
And we'll be your hosts. Both Isabel and I have been actively involved with the podcast behind the scenes. Since about 2013, I've been writing many of the little content blurbs that you get with each Song of the Day download. I've always aimed to try to give you a little more information about the artist and that day's featured track.
I always love that extra context we get from your write-ups, Janice. And for the past 5 years, I've been working with the DJs who curate Song of the Day, and I've been licensing all the songs you hear on the podcast so that you get to hear them in full. We do need licenses to feature these songs, so we're always in touch with the rights holders, whether that's the artists, labels, or management.
Isabel, over the years that you've worked on the podcast, have there been any standout Song of the Day discoveries for you?
Oof, yeah, there are tons, and it's hard to narrow it down, but I feel like when you ask me that, my first instinct is System Olympia's Falling in Love, which features vocals from Peanut. This was a track that Larry chose for Song of the Day. I think it was last year, but I went on like a road trip shortly after. I was going to Treefort in Boise and had that song on repeat. Like, I really couldn't stop listening to it. I think it's just such an infectious track. The production is so cool from System Olympia, and the vocals from this West London, Southwest London Peanut are just like killer. So yes, I loved that track, and there have been so many others. But Janice, what about you? Is there a standout one?
Oh yeah, same. I've discovered so much great new music through writing about each Song of the Day. An example that does come to mind, though, is another Larry Mizell Jr. Song of the Day pick, as was yours. It's the Cheekface track, Listen to Your Heart, No.
Bored of the dance, I laughed in spite of myself. What side of bread is the side with the butter on it? Listen to your heart, no. Keep on keeping on. No. Just say no to drugs, no. Eat a healthy lunch. No. Drive outside the line, no. Pay your parking ticket. No. Buy one, get one free, no. Turn the other cheek. No. Just because it's funny.
To be fair, I knew he had been playing it on his show because his producer, Charlize, is my beloved, longtime work BFF. And she knows me better than anyone at KEXP. And she was like, Janice, you are going to love this band. They're kind of Pavement-esque in their vocal delivery, and then musically kind of more punk pop. But anyways, that's my pick.
Do you think that was a Charlize influence on Larry, or is that more of Larry's style?
Oh, no, actually, it's kind of surprising. Larry and I are very simpatico in our music tastes. We're both really into indie pop. So I know that was a Larry pick.
Yeah, love that. Well, luckily, the music discovery is not ending here. With In Our Headphones, we'll be hearing from even more of our 47 on-staff DJs, giving you a wider spectrum of music discovery than ever before.
And we can't wait to introduce you to them, starting on Monday, April 15th, with the one and only Cheryl Waters.
Oh, what a great way to start the series. I can't wait to hear what's in her headphones these days.
Totally. So thank you again for being a Song of the Day subscriber. And we can't wait to take you along on this journey as we become In Our Headphones. For now, let's have one last episode of Song of the Day before we go. Today's pick comes from DJ Miss Ashley. It's the single Black Box Life Recorder 21F from longtime electronic music icon Aphex Twin. It's not too big of a surprise that this track was so heavily downloaded, as it marked his first new music in 5 years. The EP it comes from also garnered him a Grammy Award nomination for Best Dance Electronic Recording. He may have lost to Skrillex in that category. No word yet on a new full-length album, but you can be sure KEXP will let you know as soon as we find out. Here's Aphex Twin and Black Box Life Recorder 21F. Have a great weekend and see you on In Our Headphones.